Sometimes, the best way to understand a tool is to understand the rules that used to block it. Today we are talking about Revenue Ruling 68-4, an IRS ruling from 1968 that tells part of the story of why cost segregation did not exist in its modern form until the 1980s. Here is the background. Before 1981, businesses used a system called the Asset Guideline Class System to figure out how long to depreciate their property. The IRS published tables of asset classes. Each class had a safe harbor useful life. If your assets fit a class, you could use that life and avoid having to prove how long each item would actually last. Revenue Ruling 68-4 addressed a question about how those classes worked. Can you pick some of your assets from a class and apply the guideline life to them while treating other assets in the same class differently? The answer was no. The ruling said that if you elected to use a guideline class, you had to apply it to all the assets that belonged in that class. You could not cherry pick. Every asset in the class had to be grouped together and depreciated under one composite life. That all or nothing rule had a practical effect. It made it difficult to pull individual components out of a building and move them into faster classes. If the building's general assets all belonged to one class, you had to keep them together. Separating a carpet or a lighting system into its own category was harder to justify when the rules required a unified grouping. This is one reason why modern cost segregation had to wait for MACRS. When Congress replaced the old system with ACRS in 1981, and then MACRS followed, the classification framework changed. Under MACRS, assets are classified by type and function, not by guideline groups with composite lives. That shift created the space for a component-by-component analysis. The MACRS rules, combined with the court cases that followed, built the legal framework that cost segregation runs on today. Revenue Ruling 68-4 is now superseded in practice. Property placed in service after 1981 follows MACRS rules, not the old guideline system. This ruling applies only to pre-1981 property. But understanding it matters because it shows you the wall that existed before. The flexibility you have today, the ability to classify a piece of specialty electrical wiring as 5-year property instead of treating it as part of a 39-year building block, that flexibility was not available in 1968. Rules like this one stood in the way. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how modern MACRS class lives connect to your property, visit the authority library in your report.